Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. As usual, I'm your host, Cody, and we're wrapping up the month of June, which means we're also wrapping up the theme for the June, which is Neil Gaiman books. I should say that. I forgot to say it in one of the episodes and was like, well, it's in it. It's just Neil Gaiman books. That's all it is. Wrap up this month and the theme, we are talking about Norse mythology. I have a real hard time saying that lately, apparently. It is a collection of short stories of retelling of the Norse mythology. There's a lot of Norse mythology out there. But these are the most famous stories about everyone's, you know, the gods and goddesses that everyone really knows. Thor, Loki, Odin, all of their offspring. Talks about how, the creation of Thor's hammer. Talks about Loki's kids and the uprising and Ragnarok and all that fun stuff. And the best part is, if you get the audiobook, Neil himself narrates it, which is pretty rad. Pretty cool. Let's see. What else are we talking about? I can't really just say that. Because there's a lot more to the book. The whole thing is definitely, I've never really read anything about Norse mythology other than the shit you get fed in school a little bit, which actually is, I guess you can really say, they just talk about the, you know, there's no, like, I never took any classes about Norse mythology. It's a really interesting deep dive into the world that they come from and all the different things that the family themselves went through and all these different tales and everything. I mean, because I base all my knowledge or lack thereof on Marvel Comics, so probably not the best studying and knowledge base to go off of. So this is really cool to listen to and read the different tales. I think I don't think I read any of this. I think it was just the audiobook completely because of Neil. The best part was hearing about all the turmoil that they went through and kind of get the idea of where a lot of the stuff that happens in the comic books based on these stories and the characters, you kind of see, though, there's actually some of it in there. It's like the fact that Loki's kind of a bad person, and that Thor's kind of a not good person as well, but he's not evil like his brother. But it's a real fun, interesting, I don't want to say take, learning, I guess. I can't even say what, I don't even know what I want to say about it, but it's this weird, jump into a history that I don't know anything about, which is really fun. It's pretty, I don't want to say detailed, but it's got a lot of cool lore and stuff in it. Just the one about Ragnarok was pretty cool. Talking about Loki's kids and the punishments they were put through because of the things they were doing. And of course the relationships between the different gods and goddesses, as well as man themselves, was pretty cool. It's a real strange history thing, because it has dwarves and it has giants. It has it's all basic in like on air quotes on Earth, in a way, but it has this weird family dynamic in some of the stories. I don't want to say family dynamics, just this family interaction and stuff. And these interesting weaving of moral stories and stuff, I guess you could really say, which makes it interesting to read. But it is a really fun read. It's one I didn't know what I was getting to when I first started it. How do I say this? There's also the lineage is different than what it is that most people think because of the comic books. I'm trying to find it on my little list here. So Thor is Odin's son, but Loki, who's the son of a giant, is a blood brother to Odin, and he's basically an uncle to Thor in it. It's very interesting. But it's it's a lot like the, I don't want to say fairy tales, but I mean fairy tales that you hear, but a lot more, adult, and they don't always have happy endings. And it's takes a lot of, I guess, like I said, moral stuff, as well as just, like, you know, be a good person type thing. Talks about, like, those things, like, don't be a dick, which is always a good thing not to be a dick. Trying to find a breakdown of the stories that are in it, but they're not listed anywhere. So, but I mean, I know these aren't, I don't know if they're true to the mythology that is that was known by people in that area. But I know that it's something that Nia was always attracted to. So he wanted to write these stories and retell them and kind of share them with everybody. And I think it's it was a really cool way of doing it. But also it's like I said, it's something I didn't know I was ever going to read anything like it. Because it's, it's fiction, but it's not, it's fiction. It's nonfiction fiction, which is interesting because it's more fantastical than other stuff that he's written, even though, a lot of his stuff is majority of the stuff he writes is nonfiction, but it's all based in our real world and stuff like that. Not all of it. Stardust, for example, is not. This one takes more of a look at the deities themselves and tells their stories and their intertwining lives and things like that. It's very interesting. Like I said, very interesting book to read. And if you like history and you like mythology stuff, especially if you like Norse mythology stuff, I think it's a fun time. And like I said, I don't want to say they're his interpretations, but I know it's his telling of these stories that he's read about and learned about throughout his travels and studies. And it's something, like I said, he was really into, and it's something he was inspired by. And he does a really fun and, I guess, I don't want to say truthful, but like a really well-structured structured storytelling about these characters, which is, I mean, super awesome in its own right. But yeah, that's Norse Mythology by Neil Gaiman. Yeah, it's pretty much, I think that's pretty much it. Yeah. Another short one. I don't know what to say about this one because it's hard to really talk about too much of it because it's so many different short stories in it. But they're all, I think the Ragnarok one, which is the last story in it, is the longest, I think. Or actually, that might be The Theft of Thor's Hammer might be the longest one. I can't remember. It's one of those two, I think, is the longest one. But then in total, there's like six different stories in it. I was trying to find the list of all of them, but I couldn't find it. I don't even know if I would have found it. Actually, I wonder if I can pull it up here in the Kindle. Why we talk about it. Oh, that's going to be far back in that list, huh? Sort. We'll go by title. I don't know if that's actually a better way of doing it or not. Because, oh man, it's so many. I just made a mistake of going through all this. Head on. Hell's Princess. Inferno. Getting closer. It. John dies at the end. Why is there so many editions of the user's guide in here? Get out of here. Lock in. Man in the High Castle. Misery. Mostly Harmless. Nevermore. Neverwhere. Norse Mythology. Naha! Oh, it's no longer on my Kindle. Actually, you know what? I don't think I ever had it on my Kindle. Open up. I'm gonna look at the contents real quick and tell you how many everything there was. Yeah, I get it. Nope, that's not what I wanted. Isn't there a... Where's my table of contents at? Oh, I had no notes. Contents. I knew it was in there somewhere. Oh, wait, there's more than that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13. Oh, there's a bunch in there. Wow, I don't remember half of those, actually. I didn't remember all of those, and I thought they're all... There's a lot more stories in there than I thought there were, so my bad. There's a bunch, and they're all really fantastic. So, I mean, check them out if you want. It's been 2 years. Wow, it's been 2 years since I read that book. Oh, I guess it had been, it was 2017. That makes sense. But yeah, that's it for this episode and as well as this month. I am still trying to figure out next month's theme, but it may be Spider-Man stories because Spider-Man Far From Home comes out and, I'll be seeing that next week. So I might do Spider-Man stuff because there are a lot of cool Spider-Man stories out there that aren't the normal ones I talked about. Ultimate Spider-Man once before. But there are some other ones that we could talk about. There's the Rip one. Family Not Family Ties. What is that one called? It's the standalone one. That doesn't matter. I'll figure it out. And then talk about some of my favorite ones. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode. As for what I'm reading, I read in the last week, I finished 1977, which is the second book in the Red Riding Quartet following 1974. I also read a novella by John Scalzi. I want to say Scalzi. I don't know why. Scalzi. Called The Dispatcher, which is really good. I actually enjoyed it a lot. I kind of wish there was more to it. I tweeted him, but he hasn't tweeted back at me. He probably won't. But I enjoyed it a lot. It was a real fun, real short. So only the audio portion of it was only 2 hours and 18 minutes, I think it was. It's very short, but it's real fun and real interesting world. And I do hope he goes back to it. But and I started the first book in the His Dark Materials series, which is the first book is called Golden Compass, based on there was a movie based on it, The Golden Compass, which I don't. We were talking about today. I thought I remember liking it, but also I don't remember shit about it. So I'm gonna have to, when I finish this rewatch it. Because I really don't remember anything about it, and I was real lost. Plus, like, I thought when I first, I was like 20 something minutes into it on my ride to work today. And I thought I must have started the wrong book, because it kind of throws you into this world that doesn't really explain a whole lot that's going on. And I was like, well, okay, I don't know. But I verified it. It's literally the only, it's the first book in the Dark Materials, His Dark Materials, series. And I was like, well, that's confusing, because they haven't explained the demons, and there's talk of supernatural forces that everyone's okay with. And I don't know, maybe I'll get some explanation. I don't know. But it's a really fun, interesting, book and world. So far that Philip Pullman has written. And I guess just say the reason I started reading them is because HBO is doing a new series based on them, which the trailer looked really cool. I know I had it on my wish list to read for a long while. So I thought I'd check it out, mainly because I thought the TV series started sooner than it does. Apparently it starts towards the end of the year, so I have plenty of time, but you know, no, it's all have it done and ready to go instead of having to rush through it and not be able to watch some of it and people talking about it and all sorts of fun stuff. I'll be ahead of the game. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode. Tune in next week when I'm most likely going to be talking about Spider-Man. And I'm just going to talk about Spider-Man comics. Not so much the movies. Yeah, that's it for this week's episode, everybody. And as usual, when I sign off here, I like to say, let's be awesome. Bye.